Investigators are also going through Paddock's two homes and crime scene evidence from the hotel suite. They recovered a total of 47 firearms overall, 24 of them from his hotel room, some seen here in these pictures. Jill Snyder of the ATF told CBS's Nora O'Donnell that Paddock had been stockpiling weapons for years.
How many firearms were purchased in the last year?
He purchased 33 firearms, majority of them rifles.
That didn't set off a red flag anywhere in the ATF?
We wouldn't get notified of the purchases of the rifles. We would only get notified if there was a multiple sale, which would be two or more handguns in an individual purchase.
Police body cam footage from the moments during the attack show the firepower the officers faced and how they tried to help civilians.
Get out of here! There's gunshots coming from over there!
The gunfire continued for more than 9 minutes. SWAT police stormed Paddock's suite on the Mandalay Bay's 32nd floor.
Breach, breach, breach.
About an hour after the shooting, and found Paddock dead of an apparent gunshot wound. Paddock was a regular at the gun shop near his home in Mesquite, Nevada. He bought five guns here.
This is a bolt-action rifle.
Including a bolt-action rifle 3 days before the shooting, says General Manager Christopher Sullivan.
Over coffee, I was having a moment in myself thinking that I may have very well been the last person to shake hands with that man.